Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We have a very exciting show this morning. We will have Pascarino on with us. She is the author of Eat Clean Diet. So I want you to stay tuned and listen to all of the wonderful information we're going to have. I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Are you with us?
Good morning, Patty. And I also am very excited about this morning's show because I am one of her biggest fans. I've been very into her book for quite a few months now. It's the Eat Clean Diet, and I'm very excited to have Tosca on. Is she with us this morning, Patty?
I believe she is. Good morning, yes. Tosca. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Tosca. Thanks for coming on the show so early with us.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for asking me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I think the biggest thing I do is I'm probably the poster child for the 40-something mom who was able to rebuild her physique, transform her health and her life, and really sort of shine the light on how you can do this in a healthy way so that, you know, this sort of second half of our life is not boring. It's healthy. It's fun. It's full of joy. It's full of energy, full of health, a lean physique that builds confidence. I mean, I'm just having the time of my life.
And so how did this start? What was your first steps? What, you know, how did you become aware of all this and create this this way of eating, which is different and wonderful, which I'll go into a little bit more later about how different it is, but how did you decide to create this?
Well, it all began on a bet. it was whether or not I could challenge myself to compete in a bodybuilding competition at the age of 42. And, you know, I was a woman who had spent 17 years of her life raising her children. I hadn't given myself or my career much thought, never mind my physique. And so had gone through so much of the yo-yo dieting and the being overweight. At my heaviest, I weighed 204 pounds, and that wasn't when I was pregnant. You know, so it was a real eye-opener, and I thought, I really do need to change my health and my life and my physique. So if somebody, and this person was Robert Kennedy, wants to issue me a challenge to compete in a bodybuilding contest, and all I have to do is what he says, which is eat clean and train, then I will. What I discovered along the way was really the transformative aha moment for me, which was, yes, eating clean was extreme in the sense that getting ready for a bodybuilding contest, you really are limiting the amount of food you're eating. But it was so powerful. The weight dropped away from me like crazy. I wasn't hungry. I was eating healthy foods from all the food groups in the food pyramid, the food guide. So, you know, but it was still magically working, and I was feeling amazing. So I thought, if I can make that extreme form of eating clean into something that's more mainstream and be the messenger, be the poster girl for this way of eating, then I've got it. So it really came from an initiative to spread the word about how well it worked for me and how amazing I was feeling. And I haven't looked back since.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person is not exercising as of yet and they're just getting started on this and they pick up your book, will they still get the same effects of losing the weight that they're looking to lose without the exercise until they get ready to do the exercise? And is your exercise book out yet?
Okay, yes, I do have a workout book out already. It's been out for a couple of years. It's called the Eat Clean Diet Workout, and it goes from beginner to advanced. Well, I was a beginner. I didn't know what a weight was. I didn't know what a tricep was, so I totally was a beginner. And if I could learn it, I'm sure everyone can. It's just learning the language and the discipline to go along with it. But back to the first part of the question, the point of eating clean is that we begin to change the focus of how we transform our body. Everyone believes it's done with exercise alone. The truth is, we follow a formula called the Body Beautiful, Body Healthy formula, which is 80% nutrition, 10% genetics, and 10% training. So you can see the focus really is on what you're putting in your mouth. What is the quality of that food, and how is it affecting my body negatively or positively? So really, for me, I can get a workout done, you know, in 35 minutes. I don't spend hours and hours in the gym, mostly because I don't have time to. I've learned how to do it efficiently, and that is the beginning of it. So in answering the question as a whole, can we actually shape our physique with training? Yes, you can. The eating starts first. That's how we begin to transform flabby fat tissue into tighter, leaner muscle. It's the weight training that creates the shape, the curve of the glute, the pop of the delts, the tiny narrow waist, the tighter legs, the gone chicken flaps that are gone now, the tighter arms, that sort of thing. That's how it works together.
Well, that's the greatest news that I've heard, is that you can, that you've been able to create in 35 minutes, because I also don't have the time to spend 2 hours, like an hour with aerobics and an hour with weights in the gym every day. But if you can compile it into 35 minutes, that's fabulous.
Well, I thought so, because to me, I was like the old school thinkers where, no, I have to spend hours and hours in the gym, or I have to be genetically gifted, or I should have been an athlete all my life, and I was none of those.
So that's great, and you describe that all in the in your workout book, which I'm going out to get today, right after the show. tell our listeners a little bit about your eating plan, because I have a few people have sent in some emails with some specific questions, but we'll get to that a little later. But if you can just describe a little bit about how you talk about the, you know, eating small meals and mixing it with your carbohydrate and a healthy carb, and
right,
so that our listeners can hear that.
Okay, so the first thing to do is to feel very empowered, because you know that with this way of eating, it's more of a lifestyle than a diet, that you won't be facing severe hunger or restriction or even calorie counting. What happens is you eat 6 smaller meals a day, you eat those meals every 3 hours, and in each of those meals, you're going to partner the absolutely essential building blocks of lean protein and complex carbohydrate. So your protein can come from sources like fish, eggs, meat, tofu, nuts, legumes, lentils, quinoa, and then you partner all those with complex carbs from things like fresh fruit and vegetables and whole grains. And I do put out lots of menus, so I think every single one of my books, and there's 6 of them now, has a 2-week menu in each of them to give you a head start and sort of give you an idea of how to do it. It isn't hard. I am certainly no chef, and I'm no cook, and I don't have gimmicks. I just know that partnering those excellent foods together is what transformed my body and will transform those of your listeners. So, for example, for breakfast this morning, I had oatmeal cooked with water. I topped it off with a mixed blueberries and raspberries, and then I had 4 egg whites, a cup of coffee, a little bit of water, lots of water actually. I believe in drinking lots of water, and that was my breakfast. That was at 7 o'clock. Just prior to this interview, I had a quick shake because I knew that I was going to be talking to you, so I wanted to get my next meal in there. So I did a protein shake where I put low-fat plain yogurt into the blender. I threw in a banana, a tablespoon of natural almond butter, a little bit of applesauce, and some uncooked oats, gave it a whirl, and that was my protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
And you can toss some protein powder in there to up the protein content of the shake as well. My next meal I've already packed because I'm going to be heading to the office, and it is a wheat berry salad with a piece of grilled salmon. Lunch will be an apple with a couple of tablespoons of nut butter, water, green tea, and then dinner, I've already planned that too. I've made a beautiful leek and potato soup, and I'm going to follow it up with the same wheat berry salad that I made today. But the way that I've made this successful is, as again, I'm not a chef, I'm just a cook. I always rely on seasonal foods, and we have tons of fast foods in our own kitchen, in our own produce aisle. We have things like quinoa or couscous or spinach or green beans, things like that that don't take long to cook. And I always make what I call planned leftovers. So I made double of everything because I know that I'm going to be needing throughout the day today and tomorrow, and I'm going to make those foods work for me and make my time effective and efficient in the kitchen.
And do you measure the amounts that you put in of the protein and the carb?
For the protein powder, yeah, I use the scoop in there because you want to make sure you're getting about 20 to 25 grams of protein per serving. That is what the body can incorporate at any one time, at any one sitting, without going to fat, because even too much of a good thing is going to go to fat. The second part of the answer to that question is really to do with, I think, dispelling a bit of a myth that calorie counting is the way to go. Now, I recognize for some people that's an excellent exercise in at least beginning to realize what your food intake looks like. But for most of us, it's a terribly frustrating experience because calories are not created equal. You know, the calories from an apple don't do the same thing in the body as the calories from a donut. So it's far better to go by portion size, and I put a way to understand a portion size better in my books, too, to describe how to use your hands to eyeball reasonable protein sizes. Right now, looking at the palm of your hand, you would say that's about 4 or 5 ounces of lean protein. That's the right serving size. Next, if you were to cup your hand and sort of imagine a tennis ball in there, that's the correct size for a serving of complex carbohydrates from whole grains, things like brown rice, quinoa, oats, wheat berries, amaranth, all those sorts of things.
So that then, might be like a half a cup.
Something like that.
Half a cup to a cup.
Yeah, not more. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And then if you put your hands together and sort of cup them loosely, that would be the size of, say, a salad. You'd mound it up and you'd have, say, about 2 cups in your hands of something like a loose vegetable like a salad, lots of leafy greens and, you know, shredded carrot, zucchini, tomato, and all sorts of stuff like that. Anything denser fits in an open hand, like asparagus, green beans, beets, sweet potato. And that helps a lot in at least giving you a bit of a guide as to what is the correct amount of food to eat. But I think the really amazing thing about what happens when you begin to eat clean is that you begin to listen to your body talking to you, which it does all the time. It's always sending us signs and signals. It's always telling us, I'm hungry or I'm not hungry. And I think the best thing for me was learning to recognize what hunger was, feeding myself just an amount to satisfy, and then being fine, feeling good about that, and then waiting for the next signs of hunger to come along, which if you really, really follow the plan, you'll recognize it's every 3 hours, like a clock. And that is far better for our metabolism because it helps us to keep a steady kind of a pilot light burning at all times, which is what burns fuel. But secondly, it also helps to stabilize blood sugar levels and all the hormonal things that are going on in our body.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, I love the protein shake with the oatmeal in it, and the combination that you mentioned with the nut butter. That's amazing, and that definitely carries you for a couple of hours. I don't know. Have you ever tried cottage cheese with oatmeal in it? Also,
I have.
That's my new thing. With fruit in it.
And toss a bit of unsweetened applesauce on there for sweetening rather than sugar or anything else. And that was just another big, big thing that I really advocate people to do is to steer clear of all sugar, processed, fake, or otherwise, and really try to stick with the natural sugars that come from fruits, and even there's sugar in vegetables, believe it or not. And that helps a lot because sugar is really not a food that's recognized for the body, and it does set off a number of chemical reactions in the body that result in things like inflammation, and it destroys the skin, it affects our metabolism, it affects our hormones, really to the negative. So it was one of the big things I did was I just got off the junk food kick and the sugar kick right away.
Uh-huh. Right. And so actually, but putting a grain with not five of your meals, though. They're with like maybe a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner, not this. Are you putting a grain with each one of your five meals?
Not necessarily, no. I don't really have a grain in the afternoon because I'm going to get complex carbs from my vegetables.
Right.
You need complex carbs from both sources. But I'll have a grain in the morning. I might toss it into another smoothie during the day. And then at the end of the day, I do brown rice quite frequently, but I also do a lot of sweet potatoes or roasted little potatoes or roasted pumpkin or squash, because those two have those kinds of slow-burning complex carbs that you would like to partner with a meal, including vegetables and some sort of protein source.
Right. So you have been able to not get into the one day of cheating day or, you know, where you let yourself go for, you know, whatever the things were that you used to love. So you're beyond that.
Well, I am I recognize that, you know, you need to have a treat now and then. I prefer to call it a treat because you are going to have a glass of wine. You're going to have birthday cake. You're going to have celebratory events where you want to indulge a little bit. But I am so far past the control of food on me that I don't look at a day as saying, oh, my God, I can't wait to eat all the pizza in the world. I tried that once, and I ate a muffin at the airport, and I was so violently ill. It was just because my body is so used to eating clean fuel that it really reacted. It would be the same as if you put really low-grade, poor gas into, you know, the best car available, a Jag or something. It wouldn't run well. And that's what happens to your body, too. So I don't look at those kinds of foods as my ideal foods anymore. I look at the way I'm eating as a lifestyle that will hit a home run for me all the way till the end of whenever, God willing, is going to let me live. Because
right.
These are foods that are going to make me healthy all the time, and I feel great that way.
Right. Tosca, have you incorporated regular cheeses into your meals, or have you let them go? Hard cheeses.
Okay, that's a great question. And I was a cheese junkie, which was probably one of the... hi there.
We're here.
Okay. I used to be a real cheese junkie. I'm Dutch, so I love cheese. And no, I don't use a lot of cheese either in my cooking or my eating. For me, it's a trigger food. So I've learned to identify certain foods that will make me want to eat more of them. I don't know how to stop eating them very easily. And so I'll make sure that when I'm having cheese, I'll cut a few pieces, but that's it. And I will stay with very, very hard cheese because that tends to have less fat in it. But I don't use a lot of cheese in cooking. I find cheese, it seems to be, you know, the answer to how to put a meal together that makes it sort of saucy and creamy, but I love the way food tastes without all that stuff splattered all over it. And
right.
So I prefer to eat it that way.
Well, I was told that if you're going to eat cheese, to eat feta cheese or Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan is a good hard cheese. Feta is sheep cheese, so it has less fat in it. And also it's very tangy, so you don't need a lot of it. And the other one that's good is goat cheese. It's beautiful. So I stick to kind of those. And the other wonderful, I'd love to tell you a little quick recipe that you can make with something called yogurt cheese. And I've got that plastered everywhere because what you do is you take a container of low-fat plain yogurt, no sugar, no fruit, no nothing in it, and preferably not made with gelatin. And you put it in a fine mesh sieve, which has been lined with cheesecloth, and then you let the yogurt cheese drain overnight in the refrigerator, and what you get the next day is solid protein, and you can see that the whey and the protein has separated out, and you can use that as a sweet or savory base to make just about anything, any spread. You can put seasonings
That's
in it
great.
To make it like a dip. You can use it even, sweeten it, and use it to make icing for cakes and cupcakes for kids, which has far less negative impacts as this other stuff. So it's fabulous. I think it's a great thing to keep on hand in your fridge at all times.
And what kind of store sells cheesecloth?
Okay, I buy cheesecloth at my regular grocery store. They use some, you know, they all have these little kitchen sections, and cheesecloth is something that's frequently used in canning and preserving foods, but it's very helpful for that. So that's where I get that. And when I find it, I just buy, like, you know, several packages all at once, so I have it on hand when I want to make a batch of yogurt cheese. But you can also, I think, in the United States, buy grained yogurt. And that's what it is. It's yogurt cheese.
Wow. Yeah, well, let me give, I have a few questions. Let me put them out to you. We have
from the email?
Yeah, some people have emailed. There's a Sarah from North Carolina, and she wants to know, how do you measure your tablespoon of peanut butter or nut butter? Is it a level or a heaping teaspoon? I really need to know this.
Okay, the correct answer to that, hi, Sarah, is to definitely measure it not heaping but level. Because the problem, I think, with things like peanut butter is they're so satisfying and yummy that you just want to eat more.
Right,
so
you want to clean it out after you've scooped it. You want to clean all around it.
Yeah, that's true. And then some people don't know how to put the lid back on the jar. So,
right.
Yeah, so I would always level it off. And a tablespoon, like 2 tablespoons is the right amount for, you know, to partner with a banana or with an apple. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have Faye here from Puerto Vallarta. And she says, I use so many eggs a week for my husband and I and making egg white omelets every day. Do you use eggs or liquid egg whites?
Well, I use a combination of both, really. When I'm making hard-boiled eggs, I want a little bit of yolk, so I will make hard-boiled eggs with real eggs. When I'm making omelets, I do find it's easy to use the egg whites and, you know, the liquid egg whites, and then toss in 1 egg or 2 to get a bit of yolk, because you do need that fat.
Well, you will use a whole yolk.
I will, but I'm not, if I'm having 8 eggs, I'm not going to eat 8 yolks. I'm just going to have 1 or 2.
I see.
Yeah.
Because you do go through quite a bit of boxes of eggs, if you're having egg whites most days.
Yeah, I boil 12 eggs a day, but of course I'm eating those with 2-3 other people in the house. So, but yes, I do use both the eggs and I use liquid eggs, and it just depends on which kind of eggs I'm making.
That's good. That's very good information. We have Chris here from Key West, and she says she loves bananas, but I've always been told to stay away from them because of the sugar.
Right. Well, that is a natural sugar, and I tend to eat most of my fruits, especially sweeter ones like berries and bananas and melon, in the morning, because I know that I'm going to be active for all of the day, so that I will be able to burn the fuel from those foods, you know, in the morning, rather than having it at bed time and then, you know, going to bed with a banana in your stomach, where you know that the sugar is probably just going to hang around in your body rather than be burned off. So, but bananas are fine, and they're excellent, particularly to add into smoothies. We need them for potassium and fiber, and so I definitely eat them. Here's a great quick trick. Get a whole grain wrap, put 2 tablespoons of whatever your choice of nut butter is, whether it's peanut, almond, cashew, walnut. Peel a banana, put it in the middle, sprinkle some flaxseed over it, roll it up, cut it in half, and you're set to go.
Oh,
simple.
My God.
You can do it and take it with
doesn't
you.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
So is peanut butter out, or is that considered an okay butter too?
No, a peanut butter is good too, but let me just caution you to look for the natural peanut butters. In other words, the butters that have been made from the nut alone and have not had tons and tons of commercial sugars and chemicals and preservatives put in it. You can look for these products. I think there's a company called Maranatha. Up here in Canada, we have a company called Nuts to You. And you can even go online. I know Whole Foods and Wild Oats carries, and I think most of Kroger and so on, carries natural nut butters. And my favorite one currently is walnut. It's delicious. Might be a little bit hard to find, but it's really worth a try. Peanut butter is fine, and so on. But make them natural as much as possible.
Right. Well, they do have the machines that you can that make the nut the butter as you're churning it. You know, you put the peanuts in it, and they do it themselves without anything else in it. Is that what you're talking about?
You can do that as well, and you can also, yes, and you can also purchase it already done that way for you. Yeah.
Okay, great. So we have Debbie wrote in from Port St. Lucie, and she says, I love nuts, but I always gain weight when I eat them. Do you have ideas about how I can eat them with some discipline? Do I count them as many, or do I measure? What do you do?
Great question. I helped a lady lose weight by identifying the fact that she had a little bit of a problem putting the nuts away, too. Nuts and seeds, actually, you have to remember, are nutritionally dense foods. The entire genetic package to grow a plant is contained in a nut and a seed. So when we eat them, we're eating foods that are very dense with nutrition and energy, but we, you know, it's a lot at one time. So it's far better to measure in the palm of your hand, say, you know, 14 nuts, raw, unsalted are best, and then put the package away. Put the lid on the jar, you know, walk away. I have to do the same thing. I can't just pour a whole bunch of nuts into a bag and take it with me for the day because I'll keep eating them. You have to just measure out 14 at a time and call it a day.
Mm-hmm. And that's unsalted, raw, whether it's cashew or almond or walnut or whatever.
Yeah, and keep your nuts in the fridge or in a cool place because the oils in nuts are very volatile and go rancid easily, so that you need to be very careful with them.
Okay, so you'll use like an apple with some nuts as a meal?
Yes, as a mini meal in between the main breakfast, lunch, supper ones.
Right.
I will use nuts.
Right. Great, that's a great tip. Now, we have somebody that wrote in from Tony from Fort Lauderdale. And she was asking about the shops, Subway, or some kind of shop that makes combinations of, is there a good on-the-run sandwich shop? Or what do you think about, is that a with a carb protein meal?
Right.
It seems like she's looking for a quick-on-the-go place to be healthy.
Right. I think maybe... almost a bigger question is how easy is it to eat clean while on the run? Because I recognize that life is busy and that we sometimes do have to go to a restaurant, and I do too. I travel a lot, and I can't always carry my food with me, which is what I normally do. I carry a cooler packed with healthy, clean eating options. So that keeps me out of trouble for the most part. When I do go to a restaurant, whether it's a Subway or, you know, something else, I learn to recognize and identify things that I can eat. For example, at a Subway, I would order a whole grain, smaller. I think you can get a 6 foot or a 6 inch or a 12 inch sandwich. I would order the smaller one. I would only eat half of the bread. I never get the mayonnaise or the butter or the special sauce or the dressing. And I ask for extra vegetables on it, like I think you can get lettuce and chopped tomato and cucumber and so on, or sprouts. So I load up on that. And then I'll even pay extra to put an extra chicken breast on there because what they do give you for chicken, lean chicken is usually not very much. It's not enough to make a 20 or a 25-gram serving of protein. And so I learned to identify how to get myself through a menu and stay away from the trouble foods that I don't want to eat.
That's interesting. So you would take off half the bread.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Good tip on that. Yes, because going out to eat, you know, you do have to be aware when you're in a restaurant, you know, to tell them to take away the bread, you know, when you sit down, and know that when you're going to a restaurant, know what they have ahead of time so that you're not sitting in the menu and you're going to order the wrong thing. You've planned it out already in your head.
Yeah, you kind of have to go into it with a plan, like, is this the time that I'm going to treat myself to a fun meal out, or is this the time that I'm going to really stick to my eating clean plan because I want to look good for the summer or for vacation or for a wedding? And then you go in and you know, all right, I'm not going to have the bread, I'm not going to have the cream soup, I'm not going to have 3 cocktails before dinner starts, but I am going to have a salad, maybe with no dressing, a white wine spritzer, and I'm going to have, you know, lovely steamed vegetables and a piece of grilled swordfish and rice or something like that. And you can really do this. Remember, it's your money you're spending, so you need to ask for what you want and get it.
Right. Now, if you're in an Italian restaurant, can you give us an idea of what you would eat in a clean diet for that?
Sure. In fact, when I just traveled to Vancouver and did a seminar there, and we did eat some Italian food. And what I do there is Italians do a beautiful job of fish. So I will look for sole or halibut, have that grilled. I won't actually have the pasta, but I'll get a double serving of steamed vegetables. And I like to start with the beautiful, I think they call it the tri-colored salad, where you just have the buffalo cheese, mozzarella, you know, the very young, mild cheese with sliced tomato and basil. And that would be what I would have for my meal.
Great.
And that sounds like a delicious meal.
It is good. It's very satisfying. I don't feel like I'm depriving myself. It's not that I don't eat pasta. It's just that I don't eat pasta all the time. When I do, I eat smaller portions of it, and I put lovely tomato sauces on it that are full of nutrients rather than creamy, fatty sauces.
Right. Something that you can do yourself and know just how much you're eating. And also in Thai restaurants, Thai is basically healthy with their vegetables and protein, and they sometimes have brown rice, so you can always mix something together in a Thai restaurant.
I agree. There's such an emphasis on letting the food, the natural flavor of the food, shine in Thai cooking that you're going to be pretty good when you go to a Thai restaurant, even sushi. You know, you can get brown rice sushi now as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have one question here, last question from Karen, and she's from Miami Beach. And she says, if you're going to eat ice cream, which one is the healthiest choice?
None of them. No. I would look for here's my attack, plan of attack whenever it comes to a food that's a little more processed than others. And you have to admit, ice cream is processed. But here's the answer. Look at the label. If you can't read hardly any of the products that are on the label, I wouldn't buy it, which means you probably have to spend a little bit of extra money and look for a product like the Ben & Jerry's or the Häagen-Dazs that has less of the preservatives and chemicals in there. And you'll know, too, because it will either taste like ice cream or it won't. Buy a little taste test between sort of a cheaper brand, and I wouldn't know what that was in Miami, versus a higher quality one. You get what you pay for. And so
you don't
make a habit of eating it a lot, but when you do eat it, eat a good one.
Well, I don't want to recommend this to her, but I'm going to check the ingredients as soon as I go there. But at Whole Foods, they do have an ice cream that has no dairy in it, and it's called Purely Decadent.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite good, but I'm going to definitely go and check the ingredients to see what their sugar content and all the other stuff, so...
I want to hear about it, okay?
we'll let you know. So Tosca, as you were getting going through the change with your diet, at a certain point, did you feel that your palate changed for actually craving clean food?
You know what? It's true. Where I used to crave, you know, sugar and ice cream, peanut butter, cheese, and all that, I no longer craved it. I used to take my coffee with double cream. I don't need those foods anymore. And I know people have trouble with cravings. I know that. But almost everybody who gets on the plan with eating clean says, wow, my cravings go away. I don't have the headaches. My skin clears up. Where I had acne, it's gone. I can go to the bathroom regularly now. I feel good. I don't hit the wall at 3:00 in the afternoon and think I need a hit of, you know, caffeine or whatever. Really does make a difference. And your palate begins to appreciate the taste of natural food so much more, so that you're not reaching for piles of sauce and cream and butter and cheese to disguise the flavor of the food. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, you will have coffee, but without cream or sugar.
Yeah, and I don't have it all day long. I have a coffee in the morning with my husband before the day begins. It's just our 5 minutes together. and I use a fair trade coffee. I don't load it up with sugar and cream. And then the rest of the day, I drink tea or I drink hot water with lemon, which is really great for helping to cleanse and detoxify your liver, because that poor liver is doing that job day and night. So the hot water and the lemon helps to kind of gently give the liver a little bit of a break.
All right, that sounds great. Are you big on drinking a lot of water?
I am, and I actually program that into my menus. If you look at the Eat Clean Diet book, which, by the way, has become a New York Times bestseller, you will see that I program drinking water in with each meal, because I think people forget and they don't know that they're thirsty until it's too late. So I think it's better to just make sure you're having water all the time.
Right. Well, congratulations about that, because I know when I walk into a bookstore, your book is right there. As soon as I walk in, it's facing me.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You know, I'm...
It is.
Yes. I love in the big bookstores, Barnes & Noble and Books and Books and Borders.
I'm excited because when this all started in January 2006, I wrote the book and it was ready to go to print in January 2006. And we just had a small print order of 5,000 books, and we blew out of those in less than 2 weeks, and we have never looked back. It has just been unbelievable how I think the North American public has been so ready to accept some plain, simple, clean advice on how to feed ourselves.
Right, because so many people are talking about just cutting out all carbs and just eating protein and vegetables, or no vegetables, just protein. I'm a stylist, a hair and makeup artist also, so I work in a salon, and everybody is on, you know, there's a different diet every day, and you know, there's this one's on just protein and no vegetables, or vegetables and protein. But this, what you are putting out there, is so much healthier. And as I've been doing it myself, it's you level off. You feel you know your sugar doesn't drop. You're just in a good place all day. I really like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's really catching on, because not that I had Hollywood in mind, but certainly now we've got from Us Weekly some great coverage where they chose the Eat Clean diet as one of their top five diets in North America this year, and people like Nicole Kidman and Halle Berry are using it. It's a great advantage. So, and Ellen DeGeneres just came out and said, yeah, we eat clean. So I think, you know, it's really... Not only that, I think it's almost like a sign of the times, you know, with Barack Obama and Yes We Can and people taking responsibility. This, to me, eating clean is a way of taking responsibility for our health and the way we look and feel. And I think it's wonderfully proactive, and I think it's great to rebuild our self-esteem. Like, yes, I know how to look after myself, and here's how I can do it.
Right.
And the good part is, it's not just to lose weight. It's not just for your appearance in the mirror. It's actually you're feeling good, and it's your overall health that you're taking care of.
Yes, and that is the way it should be, because then once we are strong enough to take care of ourselves that way, it trickles down to all those around you. Each of us becomes an inspiration and a message to everyone else. And that is, to me, that is the great learning of it, the great power of it, the great gift to be able to give to others.
Well, Tosca, I know that this has been a great message, and we not only with the listeners that we have, but what we also do is we put this out there to our emails, you know, and our friends' emails, and the message just keeps getting out there about the interviews that we are having on our show, and this one we've been definitely highlighting and letting people know, and I'm very excited to have you, because everybody's been waiting for you. Could you just tell us a little bit about your exercise plan, and how do you incorporate aerobic lift weight in 35 minutes?
Okay. Well, the great, I just actually did the very thing that you're asking me this morning. I trained three body parts. Normally, I will train two body parts per day, per training session, and I train about 5 days a week. And when I know that I don't have time to go for, a session on the treadmill or swim in the pool or do some snow shoeing outside, which I've been doing a lot of because we've got so much snow, what I do instead is I say, okay, I've got 35 minutes. I need to train. Today it was three body parts. And I'm going to shorten my rest time between sets and reps so that I basically am going, you know, all out for each set and each rep, taking maybe a 10-second rest rather than a full minute and going right into the next set and rep. And that's when you begin to notice the cardio effect taking over. You're beginning to sweat. Your heart is racing a little bit. You're getting that exercise, mm-hmm. that glow happening. You're breathing harder, and your heart's beginning to work. And I kid you not, when you're training with weights anyway, it does have a cardiovascular effect. But when you really speed up the training and shorten down the rest time and the rep time, you will notice it becomes very much a cardiovascular effort. So how I approach training of the body is I will train usually two, sometimes three body parts per workout, and I train 2 days on and 1 day off. You do need a rest day, otherwise the muscles flatten out. But it is 2 days on, 1 day off.
And do you do a run or a walk or a treadmill or anything like that?
I've been mixing it up a lot. I've been swimming. I've also been doing a lot of snowshoeing because we have, beautiful grounds out here that are
beautiful snow there. I've been looking at your wall, your pictures, and it's amazing. The parties that you have, the dinners, the Thanksgiving. I'm ready to come.
I know, it's all right here, and so I love to get out. Even if it's cold, I love to just bundle up and get that air in my lungs and feel better. You know what? And sometimes I will just do a walk. My husband and I, we had to fly out to Vancouver last week, and we had very little time, but we wanted to both train and get some exercise, so we went for a good walk, and then we hit the gym. I will do a treadmill session, but I don't spend hours on the treadmill. My little piece of advice here is get on the treadmill and vary the speed so that you're running, walking, jogging, but not just jogging at a full pace, you know, through the whole session. Surprise your heart and lungs. Surprise your muscles into fitness. They need to be challenged because the body does seek a comfort level / plateau. So we want to, you know, blast it out of there and get busy and do things.
Right. Well, we want to ask you what you have coming up or if you have any seminars. And I do want to let you know that anytime that you want to come in to Florida, Miami Beach, be on the water, have a great little vacation, you and your husband, come for a week. We have plenty of room here.
Oh, wow.
So keep
like
that in mind.
Coming. What's your address?
well, you have all our information, so keep that in mind, and you're welcome. You'll love it.
Okay, I'd love to, actually. We do have a lot. I love Miami Beach, I got to say. I go down to the News Cafe and have their great oatmeal there. Wonderful.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
So the next
Yeah, well, we're right there on the water on Collins, and you're welcome here.
Oh, I know where that is. Oh, my gosh, I'm coming.
Okay.
That's up for
we'll
me.
Send an email with the address.
The Eat Clean Diet for Men. I'm writing a beautiful hardcover cookbook, which we're working on right now, developing the recipes for. I do all my writing myself, and then we're working on, I'm going to call it something like the Eat Clean Diet Bible, because I just want this compendium of information. So many of my readers have helped me and taught me more about the diet than I ever knew. So it's exciting, and we're going to put that together as well. And I've got a TV show that's airing in May of this year. So we're just wrapping up the filming on that.
Mm-hmm.
And your listeners, if they're interested, can come visit me in Columbus, Ohio, March 4th, 5th, 6th. We're at the big Arnold event there, the Arnold Expo, which is huge. And I'm there to meet and greet and sign and say hello and be inspired.
Good. Good. And do you have on your website, do you have other dates posted?
If you go to toscarino.com and eatcleandiet.com, they always have not only my blog, which posts events, but also my calendar so you know where I'm at and what I'm doing next and what kind of craziness I'm up to. And I update the blog. I try to do it every day with pictures and everything so you kind of know what I'm doing and how crazy life is for me.
Well, you do have a lot of energy. We want to thank you for being on our show. We are just, we're so grateful that you had the time and that you came on and shared this with our listeners. It's just been wonderful having you.
Well, you know, thank you so much. I love your energy and the light that you're shining on others. And if there's anything I can do to contribute to that, I'm so happy to be of help.
Tasha, thank you.
Thank you. Well, we will be sending you out our email with our address, and then maybe we'll set up something in Miami so that you can have a little bit of both.
Oh, fantastic. I just think that would be so much fun. We'll do an Eat Clean event there.
Eat Clean event, exactly.
Good.
Fabulous. Thanks,
so,
ladies.
You're welcome. So we have about 3 minutes left. What I want to mention is that you do have recipes for holidays. I want our listeners to know that. I saw on your website you have some, I believe you have some Valentine's dishes that are suggested.
Yes.
And I do want to tell you that I had an Eat Clean Diet Thanksgiving using your recipes, and surprised my family with the fabulous dishes, and it was a hit. It was just a great hit. You're just wonderful. What do you have for Valentine's?
Oh, you know what? What I did was I put together a great menu that anyone can make, whether it's your partner, your husband, your wife, it doesn't matter, with an eye to increasing the libido for both sexes. So we have some beautiful, sensual foods that are all like a fresh fruit with warm drizzled honey over top. We've got oysters with lemon juice. There's grilled bison tenderloin with apple butter sauce. Roasted fingerling potatoes, roasted vegetables, and, of course, things like, you know, the garlic. These are all good for us. You don't even realize that you're eating nutrients to really enhance your libido. And this is important because women, particularly as they get older, this begins to wane somewhat, and for men, too. So when we know how to take care of ourselves, we can issue the broccoli challenge for those who are listening, and that is that if you have a cup of steamed broccoli florets per day for 7 days, by Valentine's Day, you should be ready to rock and roll.
Oh, that's great.
I know. It's the vitamin C, I'm telling you.
Oh, gosh, that's great. What a great way to end the show. Thank you so much. We have about 1 minute left. And
thank you. And if you would like to mention your website and
yes.
Your contact number.
Yes, please visit me at toscareno.com, TOSCARENO.com. I have a forum. I have lots of information, pictures, books. We're just rebuilding the site, but still come see me. And also eatcleandiet.com. And you can, that has, it's brand new. We've just relaunched, so we've got the blog there, which is so much fun because every day you can sort of see what, a little snapshot of my life and what I'm doing. And we have success stories. I want to hear about your success stories. All the emails are posted on the site so you can tell me how you're doing. Right now I'm looking for anybody who's doing the Eat Clean diet who's had great success with their family, particularly their children. So anybody who has that for me, I'd love to hear your story. And we do answer all emails. I'm just so honored to be able to help people in this way. It's a real gift.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much, and you have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much, ladies. Enjoy.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Tasca Reno, and I just want to thank you for being with us. If you have questions for her, you can go to the website and send them in. Give her your feedback, and we look forward to having you listeners here next week. We're going to have another special guest.
We're going to have Kevin Rice, I believe, and tune in because it's all about relationships, and, you know, we all need to know more about that.
That's great. All right. Thank you. We're signing off.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Good news show. Bye. Bye-bye.